And for more, I'm joined by two congressmen who were briefed by Ambassador Pickering and Admiral Mullen today. Republican Congressman Ed Royce of California, he's soon to take over as chair of the House Committee on Foreign Affairs, and Democratic Congressman Elliot Engel of New York, who will become that committee's ranking member in the next term. Congressman Royce, let me start with you. What's the key thing we learned from this report? Where do you see the main failure?
Well, I think the main failure, when you read the report, is in management at senior levels, because what you had on the ground was not only an ambassador but other personnel warning that al-Qaeda camps were growing, explaining that they felt that they were at risk personally, asking for support, which was not forthcoming, and coming to the conclusion that Washington was not concerned about their security needs. And so all of that comes out in the memos. And I think what has to be addressed is why not only was the preparation not there, but somebody forgot to circle the calendar on 9/11. There was no attempt or no effective way, I guess, deployed should this happen, that we could come in with a quick reaction team and assist them if they came under attack. 8-hour firefight, no assistance throughout that period.
All right, Elliot Engel, do you read it any differently? Systemic failure was the term. So what in the end, or who in the end, is to blame?
Well, I think what's important is not really who's to blame. It's that something like what happened in Benghazi never, ever happens again. And we have to really learn from the mistakes. And there were many mistakes that were made. The important thing for me is not to play gotcha politics, but to say what went wrong and how can we fix it in the future. I agree with everything my colleague said. I think the system broke down. I think there was a lack of coordination between the people who are responsible for diplomatic security and with the specialists in the Middle East. There has to be, that was one of the recommendations of the report, there has to be much, much more coordination. It's really outrageous that they were relying on local militias to protect the compound. We don't need local militias. We need our own troops and our own protections there. We want American protections, and I think that has to change in the future, and it will. I think that Congress has a responsibility, too. We have to appropriate the monies to implement these changes. We've been cutting back on diplomatic security, and there have been some proposals floating around Congress to cut back even more. That is not what should happen. We need to spend more money to protect our people who are far away from home.
Well, let me ask Congressman Royce about that, because the report did criticize Congress. It said the solution requires a more serious and sustained commitment from Congress to support State Department needs. It suggested that budget constraints were behind some of these decisions, an emphasis on savings over security. So is Congress to blame as well?
Well, Elliot Engel and I will work together to make certain that we have the resources there. I think it is important to note that on the particular account that addresses personnel for embassy security, those agents that we deployed, Congress actually increased the number of agents, the funding for those agents over the administration requests over prior years. Regardless of whether it was Republican or Democrat, we increased that number. What was decreased at one point was a program, computer program account, but in terms of the type of personnel we're talking about, which is the type that would be deployed in a situation to protect the embassy, that was actually increased. And I think going forward, we have to make sure those security needs are met. But during the hearing that we had last month, in testimony, senior State Department personnel said that that was not the problem. In this particular case, it was the wrong decisions being made in management that created the problem.
Elliot Engel, you said earlier you don't want to play talk about who's to blame, and yet today we had three officials resign. The report doesn't cite individuals, but where do things go? A lot of attention has been on, for example, on Hillary Clinton. Are you satisfied with things as they are now?
Well, I think that what Hillary Clinton has said is that she's going beyond what the report recommended by appointing a head of high-risk posts person. And I think she said she accepts full responsibility. You know, the people who are supposed to be carrying out these things, you expect them on a lower level, on a deputy secretary level, to carry them out in a responsible way. That's their job, to protect our diplomats. You assume they're doing it. If they're not, they should resign. And if that's the case, I'm glad these people resigned. But we in Congress have our responsibilities, too. You know, in this budget crunch, it's very easy for us to try to cut back on foreign aid or cut back on diplomatic security or trying to do things on the cheap. We have men and women all over the world in harm's way doing the best jobs possible, many on a shoestring. And I think Congress needs to take a little more responsibility and really put its money where its mouth is. I was very pleased with Secretary Clinton's statements because she accepted all the findings, every one of them, and said that things have to change. And I agree with her.
Ed Royce, are you satisfied that no other official up to Secretary Clinton should now face any further sanction or punishment?
Well, I don't think we know the answer to that yet. And, of course, Secretary Clinton will be testifying next year in January on this issue. But one of the interesting aspects of this that has not been answered is the narrative, the explanation given to the American people. And that explanation, of course, at the time and for 2 weeks was that this was in response to a video. We know from the report that there was no evidence whatsoever that this was anything except what the report says it was. A terrorist attack, and indeed those encampments were not that far from our facility, Al-Qaeda camps. And so the real question was, why maintain that position for 2 weeks in face of the evidence that it was clearly what those at the consulate thought it was, an attack on the consulate by this terrorist organization that had previously carried out attacks in that area, including one on the embassy or the consulate.
Well, Elliot Engel, just a brief last word here. I mean, it sounds as though the political football, that's always your term, may still be flying.
Well, President Obama, on the day after it happened, used the word terrorist attack. And I think what's important is again, not whether it was a terrorist attack or not. There seemed to have been a lot of confusion at the beginning. It was obviously now a terrorist attack. What's important is that a terrible tragedy happened. 4 Americans, including our ambassador, were killed. And, you know, some people during the campaign for president try to use it for political purposes. I mean, I think that in a time of national tragedy, we need to embrace each other and sort of rally around each other and kind of stick together and speak with one voice. So I'm not concerned about whether it's called a terrorist attack or not. Clearly it was. I'm concerned that the people who are currently in harm's way are protected so what happened in Benghazi will never happen anywhere again in the future.
All right. Elliot Engel, Ed Royce, thank you both very much.
Very welcome.
Go online for a first-hand account from a Libyan journalist who happened to be near the scene of the Benghazi attack on September the 11th. We also have a link to the full State Department